The Reverend Angela Williams has been with us before, talking about her important work with the Texas Freedom Network. You'll likely recall her talking passionately about a new initiative, bringing together people of faith in defense of women's reproductive rights. That initiative has now led to a national online gathering, and I am very happy to have Reverend Williams back with us again to talk about the Spiritual Alliance of Communities for Reproductive Dignity. Angela, welcome back to State of Belief Radio again.
Thank you. It is always good to be here with you, Welton.
The Alliance, abbreviated SACRED, just concluded a gathering that drew hundreds of faithful people from around the world. What was the gathering all about, and what were your objectives?
Yeah. So we had the SACRED gathering on January 25th and 26th online. There were over 450 people coming from 40 states and four countries. And they represent over 30 religious traditions and denominations, including plenty of folks who don't adhere to any faith tradition. But this was the first national level gathering of people of faith and the reproductive health rights and justice movement. We've actually been planning this gathering for 2 years and had no idea that by the time it would actually happen, our issue would become a national forefront, would be centered in the national conversation. And we could not have planned it any better. And I hate the reality of that is because it is in the national conversation is because so many people, especially in Texas, do not have the access to a healthy, safe, normal abortion care in that state and haven't for 148 days. And so we've got to mobilize faith voices and people of faith, because these laws like SB 8 and the laws that keep getting struck down in Louisiana and Mississippi and in Ohio, all of these, and there's another one that was just filed in Florida. All of these laws come from a particular religious perspective that does not represent the majority of the country and the majority of religious people in this country. But that narrative has been too dominant. And it's time for us to come together and bring our stories out of the shadows and say, no, this doesn't represent me. I actually believe something else, not in spite of my faith, but because of my deeply held religious values.
Who did you work with to put all of these people together?
Yeah, that is a fabulous question. It was a full, broad-based coalition effort. 2 years ago, we pulled together a coalition of folks at the national level, at different state levels, abortion providers, leaders in congregations to come together. We included Sister Song, the National Reproductive Justice Organization, Religious Coalition for Reproductive Choice, Texas Freedom Network, congregations like First Unitarian Church of Dallas, Congregation Beth Israel in Austin, Faith in Women, a group in Mississippi, Whole Women's Health and Whole Women's Health Alliance, a fantastic abortion provider. So we brought all those folks together to plan the thing. And with all of those relationships, we were able to build out and get a lot of sponsorships and get speakers from folks like the National Council of Jewish Women, Catholics for Choice, Heart Women and Girls, which is a Muslim organization that does this work. It's just way bigger than I could have ever imagined. And it's clear that this work is so needed.
Give me a picture of the attendance. What were these? Were these all kinds of people?
Yes, there were so many different folks. And this work happens on the margins right now. We've got, in faith spaces, people don't want to talk about reproductive health rights and justice. In more of the secular movement spaces, they don't want to talk about religion because the ways that religion and particularly Christianity has been used to harm so many people, which is why it was important for us to bring so many people together. So you had clergy, you had rabbis, you had Muslim women, you have queer people, folks in the LGBTQ community who recognize the importance of this issue from a faith perspective because of our experience. I'm myself as a queer Presbyterian pastor. I am so called to do this work because of the way that I have seen my LGBTQ siblings harmed by the church. And we need to repair that harm. And the best way that we can repair the harm is to really come together and to heal together.
That is a great picture. What you just said is really beautiful. Talk more about the program at the Spiritual mm-hmm. Alliance of Communities for Reproductive Dignity gathering and how it was received.
So we originally, when we pulled together this convening, it was going to be to plan a national designation. This work comes out of Texas Freedom Network and Just Texas, which has the Reproductive Freedom Congregations designation that I believe I've talked about here before, which is a congregational designation program for people of faith to explore their own values and create and hold space for courageous conversations so that they get to a point where they can affirm publicly a commitment to creating and holding space free from shame, judgment, or stigma for your faith story and your reproductive story. So when we were originally thought about this convening, we were like, oh, we'll just get 15 people together for a two-day retreat in Austin, and we'll just sort of come up with a thing. And that was in January 2020. Obviously, the pandemic happened, and we have not. We've been meeting for 2 years and have never met in person and have never seen each other outside of these Zoom boxes. But this was it, over that time, we built a national designation that is following along the lines of the LGBTQ and faith movement that did a congregational designation program for in every single denomination. There's mm-hmm. some group that is working through processes of welcome and affirming and being more inclusive or More Light or Covenant Network, Reconciling in Christ, Reconciling Ministries Network. That's the model that we're basing this off of. But Sacred is different because we're not rooted in any particular denomination or tradition. It's very broad. But it is creating and holding space for congregations to examine their own values and hold them up to the values of reproductive justice, the reproductive justice framework, which affirms that the human right to bodily autonomy, the human right to have children, the human right to not have children, and the human right to raise the children that we do have in safe and sustainable communities. So that reproductive justice framework was formed by women of color and is predominantly led by women of color, but I think is a really powerful way to move us in a conversation that you say, yes, this is about abortion, and it's about much more than that. Congregations are very active on lots of different justice issues, immigration, climate justice, LGBTQ inclusion, racial justice, dismantling white supremacy, all of those things. But we tend to fall short when it comes to talking about reproductive health rights and justice. And so this is the designation also has a 7-session curriculum that we developed that introduces folks to these concepts to see all the ways that all of these things intersect and encourages us to share our own stories. Mm-hmm. I have a faith story. You have a faith story. And both of us also have reproductive stories. Even if you've never had, even if you've never been pregnant or you don't have biological children, we all have some sort of a reproductive story. And this designation tries mm-hmm. to get us to bring those things together and to show that they're not mutually exclusive and that God is in all of those and can be with us as we make decisions in our reproductive lives and in our faith lives.
What do our listeners need to know about the Sacred Congregations designation?
What you need to know is that we are building a powerful movement of faith leaders and communities of faith who come out and publicly proclaim their support for reproductive health rights and justice. In joining the Sacred Congregations movement, you can be a part of that work and change the culture to make this world a place where everyone can find liberation and flourishing for them and for their families.
And what other communities do you want to engage with in building this movement? And I affirm your statement that, quote, we are a movement and this is our moment.
Yeah. We want to meet with faith folks all over the place. We've got a really strong group of Unitarian Universalists who have been on board with this work for a long time. We've got fabulous groups of Jewish rabbis and congregations that have a whole different perspective on this that is all really beautiful and wonderful. But we want to build more connections with Black churches and Catholic churches and Protestant churches and Muslim communities, and getting involved with feminist groups and women's groups all over the place. And I think a good inroad is with LGBTQ groups that have already learned how to have some of these conversations.
And in your organizing, what are the next steps?
Yeah. So the next step is for us to rest for a minute. And then we will keep building this movement. To stay connected, go to sacreddignity.org and sign up for our updates. Later in the spring, we'll offer curriculum training so you can learn how to use the curriculum and take it into your congregation and start that process. Start these conversations with your pastors, with your rabbis, with your other people in your faith community. Say that this is an important issue and you want to talk about it and dig into it and bring these stories out of the shadows and into an open, honest, loving, compassionate space.
Angela, we both know how effective the religious right has been in redefining the very concept of human life in the eyes of many. What science and some religions affirm, and let's just be honest, has become murder. And more laws are changing to reflect this rhetoric. In light of all of that, what do listeners need to be doing to stand their ground, especially as pro-choice people of faith?
Yeah, that's a fabulous question. I don't even think you know you set me up for this, but one of the sessions that we led at Sacred was abortion morality and biblical theology. Dr. Elizabeth Fries and I have been doing some research with Auburn Seminary to create a toolkit that congregations can use. It's predominantly from a Christian perspective, but this is where so much of this rhetoric is coming from. And so we've got to target that understanding, that false understanding that says abortion is murder. And this is a new paradigm that looks at the creation stories and connects it to Exodus and what is God really doing there. There's feminine energy that's actually creating. And so if there's feminine energy and God is co-creating with us, how in the world can humans say, put any limits on how God is with us as we choose to co-create or choose not to co-create? And connecting that to the Exodus story and liberation theology, and that what is happening in Exodus is people are forced to labor. And God says, absolutely not. We will not force you to labor. Well, it seems like some of these laws are forcing women and folks who can become pregnant to labor, even if they don't want to. And that is unjust. And that is evil. And we have got to organize and we've got to fight against that.
Well, tell our listeners again how they can learn about your work and how they can join that work and support it.
Yeah. Go to sacreddignity.org and you can look at the whole schedule from the Sacred Gathering, sign up for updates. If you're on social media, we're on Twitter and Instagram at @sacred_repro. If you want to see more about what was happening at the Sacred Gathering, look at the hashtag SacredGathering22 and read all the different posts and comments that folks have made, and just be a part of this movement. We're excited to launch it, and we are excited to welcome more folks in.
The Reverend Angela Williams is a Presbyterian pastor working at the intersection of faith and reproductive rights. She is lead organizer of the Spiritual Alliance of Communities for Reproductive Dignity at sacreddignity.org. Thanks for being with us again on State of Belief Radio. And you know that you can talk with us anytime you want to.
Thank you so much, Walton. It's always good to be here.